and doing. It should be a very, very easy walk because there's a path that we missed on the way up. Come up through the marsh, hiking boots on, just the runners and my feet are saturated. It'll be really easy to get back because there's a path that we missed. And I don't know what happened, but we got a mountain in between us and the path. We went to Slieve Doan. Instead of coming straight back, I got distracted. I don't know what happened, and we ended up on the other side of one of the mountains. And here we are, we're stuck on this hillside here, trying to follow the sheep. There's no path. And I'll be honest, I've got a little bit frustrated because we're what I thought would be a half hour walk's turned into a lot more than that. And these feet of mine are saturated. And there you have it. And we still have to get across this boggy area down below. So I'm not looking forward to that. But as I was just thinking about it, I was reminded of Pilgrim's Progress. I'm not sure if you've read that volume by John Bunyan, written largely from a prison cell in Bedford Jail. One of the great Christian classics about Pilgrim making his way to the Celestial City. And if you know the story, Pilgrim also got waylaid. He went into Bypath Meadow, he got off the beaten track, and it wasn't long before he was in Doubting Castle, held captive by giant despair. Thankfully, we're not just at that stage yet, just a little bit frustrated, but we're certainly not despairing. But it just reminded me of how very easy it is to get off the beaten track and to get lost. I was convinced I was heading the right direction, and I met a French fella, and he pointed over the stile and said, that way to the car park. And if I could get the hold of him now, I'd have a few words with him, but there we have it. Off the beaten track. But the Bible says the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And maybe today you're not a believer, you're not on that narrow way that leads to heaven and home. You're still in the mountainside, you're still lost. You're like that little sheep that wandered and was found drifting and wandering on the mountains. And yet the good shepherd came and sought it and found it and lifted it and laid it on his shoulders rejoicing. Or maybe you're even a believer who, like us, have got off the beaten track, got off the right way. You've got distracted, maybe you've got discouraged, maybe you've been deceived, and you're no longer in the place of God where you once were. And you look at where you ought to be. That's probably, I'm sure that's at least a mile or two away, so we're well off the track. You might even be able to see it on your screen there. But you've wandered and you've drifted, and it's easier, I believe, sometimes to get away from the Lord than it is to get back. Samson got his hair cut in a moment of time, and yet it took a long time for that hair to grow back and for his strength, his spiritual anointing, to return again. So learn the lessons, folks. I think I learned the lesson today. Need to get good footwear for this type of thing, and take a little bit more care, a little bit more attention, and make sure we don't get waylaid and distracted, but especially in the Christian life. May God lead you, may God guide you. The psalmist said, and made this prayer, Lord, lead me in a plain path, lead me in a straight path because of mine enemies. And the path that we have taken today is anything but straight. But hopefully we'll get back to the car park soon, get these shoes changed and get warmed up again. God bless you, folks. See you again very soon.